On the same train of thought, our next speaker is John Colvin. He's a shareholder at Colvin & Hallett in Seattle, well known to those of us that attend ABA tax section meetings. He frequently speaks there. John approaches the subject of partnership tax a little bit differently. He is primarily a tax controversy lawyer, so he's litigating these issues. And what he's going to talk to us about is, you know, if somebody else didn't have Mark's wonderful presentation to walk them through and they kind of bumbled their way through the partnership allocations, made some mistakes, and then it lands on your desk, and John's going to tell us how to fix all those capital account allocations that aren't right. So thank you so much, John. I'll let you talk because I know you got a lot of slides.
Oh, a lot of slides. So I probably won't touch on most of them. They're primarily there for your reference.
It's
a little closer?
Yeah, I get it.
All right, this better? Okay,
yeah.
I can hear the feedback now. We've got a clicker dude. How does he work? Okay, so to start with, I guess I'm not really a partnership planning guy. So, you know, exactly how capital accounts play out and everything, it's often, you know, beyond my abilities. I need a good, strong CPA to come in and tell me all of that. But what I can tell you is right now we're sort of in the middle of I'd call it a perfect storm. There's like a couple of things that have been happening that I think make it, you know, very, very fraught and sort of raise the consciousness that if we've identified these capital account problems, we've got to think about fixing them. And I'll sort of give you a thumbnail sketch of it, and then I'll go through each of them in depth. The first is the IRS has actually sort of woken up, and they're thinking about partnership issues and thinking about auditing more partnerships. After having a dismally low audit rate for partnerships, they're trying to revive that. They're trying to hire people with expertise. They're trying to focus on problems. Some of those problems implicate capital account type issues. The second development has been that the IRS is now getting a lot of additional information from people, primarily like you're getting tax basis capital account information. So at this point, the IRS is, you know, seeing more of what's sort of going on, you know, whereas before, a lot of capital accounts were just presented on GAAP basis, on 704B basis, you know, you just didn't really know exactly what was happening. Now they're getting a little bit better sense as to what the moving places, what the moving pieces are, what the tax consequences will actually be. And the third thing that's happening is that the BBA is we're having BBA audits now. And the rules under the BBA, I think, make it very important that you see, you look at your partnerships and, you know, especially prior to an audit, and try to figure out, is there something that needs to be corrected? Because the consequence of not doing that could have terribly adverse consequences in a BBA-type audit. So first, on the IRS side, on what's going on, the IRS, like a couple of years ago, they stood up a large partnership compliance program. And like its corporate analog, it anticipates using data analytics, actually sort of picking out the right partnerships to look at. They've got new agents trained. They're sort of moving forward. A few months ago, they announced that they were going to be starting sort of their first in-depth dive into some of these partnerships, auditing 75 of the largest partnerships in the country, hedge funds, real estate partnerships, publicly traded partnerships, large law firms, sort of looking at that whole world to see what's going on. My guess is, you know, start at the top and then keep drilling down. The second thing that got announced a couple of months ago is that the IRS has discovered that a lot of these fairly large partnerships have discrepancies on what shows up on the balance sheets. Now, you know, this isn't necessarily what's reflected on capital accounts, but But all of a sudden, you know, stuff that shows up on the year in for year one will be a different number.